Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We're in the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, about six lines from the bottom, two lines before they get wide. So today's shir is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan, Leila Nishmas Avrami's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Miriam and Akar. So the Gemara asks, second to last skinny line on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, Bameh Mafisin, how did the lottery exactly take place? Rashi says this question means, what were the Kohanim wearing at the time of the lottery? Were they wearing Big Day Kahuna or were they wearing Big Day Chol? That's the question. This will get into a discussion that we had yesterday. Like, is this a process of Kedusha or not? So, Bameh Mapisin, what were they wearing at the time of the lottery? Rav Nachman Amar Big Day Chol. They were wearing Big Day Chol. They were not wearing Big Day Kahuna at the time. Rav Sheshes Amar Big Day Kodesh. No, they were wearing Big Day Kahuna. So listen to this. Rav Nachman Amar Big Day Chol. They must have been wearing weekday clothes. The E Amra Big Day Kodesh. Because if you want to think that they were wearing Big Day Kodesh, that can't be. You know why? Because Ikabale Zeroos, they were the ruffians, the ones with a lot of power, the strong ones. The Chamsi V'Avdi, they would then grab the right away from the winner and do it themselves. If everybody's already dressed for the job, then they'll see who won, they'll get all angry, throw them aside, and do it themselves. So it must be they were wearing Big Day Chol. So by the time it was that everyone had to go change at the Big Day Kodesh, these ruffians would already lose interest. So it's just amazing that they would never dream, these people would never dream of doing the Avoda in Big Day Chol. That they would never violate. But to push people aside, that they would violate. Right? Everyone's got their own multiple choice questions that they choose to check off, right? Everyone's got their own issues. So therefore, it must be they're wearing Big Day Chol. Can't be Big Day Kodesh, otherwise they just would have done it themselves.
Now, all this round was supposed to end the same issue. Because of the
session
behavior.
Right, so the question is, well, when did the whole issue happen? So we said a few days ago that the murder happened before they instituted the lotteries. Right? The murder happened first. Right? And then they said, and they didn't make any takana about lotteries because they thought it was such a far-fetched, crazy story. Then, when a guy broke his leg, then they realized, you know what, we have to do something about it. So that murder happened and Rav Tzadik was there. So who's Rav Tzadik? So we know from the Tisha B'Av Gemara, Rav Tzadik was alive. Rav Tzadik fasted for 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because he saw that it was going to happen. So it was within the last 100 years. Right? So if already Rav Tzadik, they didn't... Let's say, I mean, you have to figure out how old, how young he was, how long he lived. But it could be that you're right. That this lottery was for a very short time. Because if he was around when the murder happened, and after that, let's say the next day it happened, someone broke his leg. Right? So it wasn't more than 40, 50 years that they had these lotteries. You're right, it was toward the end. Anyway, right, this is another indication. People will just ignore the lottery and do it anyway. Right? That's what he's saying. People will ignore it. Rav Sheshes Amar, no. He's not so concerned. He's not concerned with this issue of rough people, rough Kahanim. No. The Big Day Kodesh, it was done with Big Day Kodesh. Why? The Amarta Big Day Chol, because if you're going to tell me that it's Big Day Chol, just the opposite, exact opposite issue. Agav chavivuse mikri va'avdi. Mikru va'avdi. Because they're so anxious. They're so anxious to do the avoda, they're going to run and do it even if they're not fully dressed for the job. The minute they win, they're going to run up that ramp. And they're not dressed. They're wearing regular clothes. So therefore, if they put on the big day kahuna, and the minute you win, you'll be able to run up. You're so excited. So this is the exact opposite approach. You have from the lowest common denominator to the highest common denominator, right? That's two opposite extremes here, what's going on. They're going to end up basing it on Psukim anyway. Not Psukim, but you'll see Bryce's or earlier sources, but it's just a very interesting contrast, how they're such opposites.
Well,
you know,
Rashidus was blind, right? So he was from his perspective,
that
opportunity to visit
was
so exciting.
Right, so maybe that gives a little bit of a time, because he was... But it's either scared of people that are just going to ignore the lottery, or people are going to be so zealous, they're going to run without being properly dressed. Therefore, he says they should have Big Day Chol, and Rav Sheshes says they should have Big Day Kodesh. Fine. Now, Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, even though I said what I said, that's because of the rough people, I still have a source. Menamin, Allah, where did I get that from? Ditnan, because you have a brisa that says, Mesur lechazanin. After the lotteries took place, they would hand all the kahanim over to the chazan, like the guy in charge, the guy, another guy to help out with the procedure. Vehayu mafshitin osan, esbig dehen. He would help the kahanim take off their clothes, change clothes. Vehayu manichin alehen, elamich nasayim bilvad. And the kahanim were only left wearing pants. Everything else they took off. So now, the Gemara says, my love, Rav Nachman says, my love, ba'osin shezachu lepayis. Aren't we talking about the people that won the lottery? We're talking about the winners. And Amar of Huna, Amar of, so therefore, since we're talking about the winners, and it says they took off the clothes, it must mean they were wearing big dechol, and then they would get them dressed. That's what it means. Bryson says it. They got undressed, they were only staring in their pants. Obviously, they didn't walk around in pants all day. They put on a shirt. So it must be, the win. We're talking about the winners, they got undressed, and then they got put on the big dekodesh. That's exactly what I said. The Bryce that supports me. So Amar of Huna bar Yehuda, Amar of Sheshet, Na, Lo, Ba'os, and Shelo, Zachu, L'Payis. We're talking about all the non-winners. All the non-winners did this. And Hakinami Mistabra. It makes sense to say it's talking about the non-winners. Why? If we're talking about the winners, they were only left in the pants for Tanya, but we learned this yesterday, day before. How do you know pants has to be first? Talmud Lomer, Bad, should be Yilbash, Al Basaro. Pants come first. So what do you mean? They were wearing, what do you mean? They were left on with the pants? But the pants have to be first ones on. What? We don't know, but it can't be that it was Big Day Kodesh, because you can't leave them on. They have to. But, so he says here, it must be we're talking about the losers, and it must be it was Big Day Kodesh. Because if it's Big Day Chol, what does it mean he took them off? Took them off, that means it wasn't first. So the Gemara says, therefore, based on this whole thing, Rav Sheshet says it can't be that we're talking about Big Day Kodesh. But Rav Nachman said, well, yeah, because he's going to change around this Bryce a little bit. For Indah, he'll say, no. That's not a kasha. You know why? This is what the Bryce means. Ad sha'or odon alayin big dechol. While he was still wearing the big dechol, malbishin oso michnas e kodesh. He was wearing a shirt of chol, and some pants of chol. What did he do? He took off the pants of chol, put on the pants of kodesh. So the pants are the first ones on. Then, vayimavshitin oso big dechol. Then he would take off the shirt, v'lo hayu manichin el bechnasayim belvad, and he would only have left on the pants, but they were put on first, and everything's fine. Then they would put on the big day, the rest of the big day kodesh, and Rashi explains they did this for tznius reasons, right? So his lower body is never exposed. He's wearing a long shirt, took off his pants, put on the big day kodesh, then took off the shirt. Now he's wearing pants, and then they would put on the big day kodesh of the shirt. So that's Rav Nachman Shita, that they got dressed in big day. The lottery took place in big day chol, and then after they won, they would change. Amar of Sheif. Yeah. No. This is the first one early in the morning. So the second one, for certainly they wore big day kodesh. Right. Second one's not a problem. Right, we're talking about only the first one, because we're not, it's the first job of the day. So did they get dressed yet or not? That's the question. Once they're dressed, we assume they're dressed. So Amar of Sheshet, Menamin, Allah, where do I get my opinion that they were wearing Big Day Kodesh at the time of the pious? The Tanya. Because you have a brayso that says as follows. Lishkat HaGadis, the chamber of the cut stone, which is where the Sanhedrin sat, that was Kimin Basiliki Gedola. It was like a big basilica. It was a big room. Haisa, Pius, Bimizracha. The Pius took place in the eastern side of that room. The Hazakin Yoshi Bimarava. And a Zakin, Rashi says, somebody from Bezdin, who was in charge to make sure everything was done Kedin, he was sitting in the western side. The Hakahanim Makifin, the Kahanim formed a circle. The Omdim Kimin Bekulyar. and they were shaped like a brooch, which is a circle. The Kohanim stood in a circle. The Hamamuna and the person in charge of the lottery, but he came. V'notel mitznefes merosho. He took off the hat of one of the Kohanim. Shalechad mehen of one of them. V'yodin shemimenu pious masfil. And then we'll know from where the pious will begin. It's going to begin by the one who took off his mitznefes. Okay, so first of all, Tosfos points out that the word mitznefes is only mentioned by the Kohen Gadol. By the Kohen Hedyot, the hat is called the mikbas in the Chumash. So Tosfos says we're not going to be so medayik in what they called it. They're meaning the hat. Because the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, how can you tell me it's Big Dechol? People wore a mitznefes for Big Dechol. Nobody wore that. It was only in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara is not being exact when they call the hat of the Kohen Hedyot a mitznefes. Technically, it's called the mikbas. Don't get hung up on that issue. It's not such a big deal. So the Gemara develops. So Rav Sheshna develops his raya. V'itzal kedaitach the big dechol. And if you tell me they wore big dechol, mitznefes big dechol mi ikka? Is there such a thing as a big dechol of a hat? It's not big dechol. Right. So the Gemara answers, no. There is such a thing. Kiditani Rav Yehuda v'itayim Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Kohen she'asas alo imo kisones. If a mother of a Kohen wanted to make him one of the clothes, one of the big day kahuna, that was mutter. However, Ovid ba'avodas yachid. He could only use that beged, of that private beged, for an avoda of a yachid. Which, so it's a machlokes what that means. Most people say it means that individual karbonos, nedarim, nedavos, not karbonet tzibur. So what does that mean? That means that why would they do this? Why would the mothers do this? Rashi says, just for glory. Just for glory. I want my son to work. I'm so excited. So they would do it for glory. They would do it for kavod. So normally the halacha is that all the big day kahuna have to come from the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring it from your house. But there was an idea that the mothers were so excited they would make clothes. So the Beis HaMikdash had a rule. You could wear it, but only when you're doing avodas of the yachid. When you're doing karbonot tzibur, you can't wear it. You have to wear special ones from the Beis HaMikdash. But when you're wearing it from your private stock, only when you're doing karbonot yachid. So therefore, who said this hat could have been made by your mother? So it doesn't necessarily have the din of Big Day Kodesh. And therefore, it's not necessarily a raya to Rav Sheshes that they had to be wearing Big Day Kodesh. Because it could have been such a hat. Okay? You look puzzled. Okay. Now, just regarding this hat, so the Magen Avraham says that you see from this Gemara, that it's mutter to stand or sit. Well, they didn't sit, they were standing, but it's mutter to stand or sit without having a head covered, if you're a man. They took it off his head. And he didn't walk around. He was standing in one spot, they were all in a circle, they took it off. So what do you see from here? It's mutter to, as long as you're standing. Moving, that's a different issue. But to stand in one spot without your head covered, not a problem. The Rambam says, they took it off and they put it right back. If they just took it off, everyone should know it started with this coin, and they put it right back. But the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. He had a different gear to hear, that there would be chozer at miyad. They put it right back on his head. Yeah?
What did this practice look like? In the Gemara it says that,
where the custom of having your head covered? Right, but I hear what you're saying. It's a question where that custom. There's a question about that. The kind of more tefillin.
Yes.
So it's a question about that. We'll get to it. I hear your question. So I hear the what? What? Right. Well, there's no chiyuv to where it sits. There's only a chiv. If you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to wear tzitzis. No chiv to wear tzitzis. We're going to get to that in a second about the yarmulke. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. That it's mutter to have your head uncovered as long as you don't move. Like you see from here, this Gemara took his hat off. The Bechor Shor says, no, it's not Raya. What happened was, when they took his hat off, the Kahana next to him put their hands on the Kohen's head. That's what Bechor Shor says. Putting your own hand on your head doesn't count, because you can't cover yourself with yourself. Because your arm's connected to your body, you're covering your head with yourself. That doesn't work. People think, oh, you know, when they get up in the middle of the night and they want to have a drink of milk, they just cover their head. No. The Mishnah Berurah says you can use your pajama sleeve. That's not connected to you. But you can't use your arm. So the Bechor Shor says, the guy next to him put his hand on the coat. It's not connected, not Siamese twins. So he put his hand on the Kohen's head. That's what the Bechor Shor says. And therefore he wasn't going with his head uncovered. The Prima Gadim says something very, very difficult. He says, no, everybody, they wore a yarmulke. Everybody wore a yarmulke. No one knew who it was going to start with. It was random. So they all wore a yarmulke. Which leads to the question, that's an extra beged. How could they specifically could not wear a yarmulke. But that's what the Prima Gadim says. It says they wore a yarmulke. It's called a kippah underneath the hat. So therefore, when the hat was taken off, they were still covering their head. So that goes back to your point. It's very difficult to say they were wearing a yarmulke. Prima Gadim says it. But everybody asks on him, how could that be? You can't wear Tosfos, and we're going to have in a few minutes. Tosfos did not seem to say that they were wearing yarmulkes. You'll see why in a few minutes. Tosfos seemed to hold that we're not wearing yarmulkes. That's that. So either they put it right back, the Rambam says, or the Ragan Avram says it's not a problem, because as long as you don't move, or the Bechor Shor says, no, the Kohen next to you put his hand on your head. Or the Prima Gadim says they're wearing yarmulkes. Those are the four answers. Okay, so Amar Abaye says, Shmamina, you see from this whole story that they used to do the lottery in the Lishkas HaGazis. You know what you see from here? Shmamina, the Lishkas HaGazis, Chetzi Bekodesh VeChetzi Bechol. The Lishkas HaGazis is half on the Azara and half off. Half of it was Kodesh and half not. How do I know that? He'll explain. And Shmamina, it's also a proof that Shnei Psachim Hayula, there were two entrances to the Lishkas HaGazis. Echaz Basuach B'Kodesh, Echaz Basuach B'Chol. One opened onto the Azara, and one opened onto the city of Yerushalayim in the non-Kodesh part. Two doorways, half and half. How does he know? The Yisal Kedaitach Kula B'Kodesh. Because if you're going to say that the entire room was it only in Kodesh, so Zaken Yoshi B'Ma'arava, the Zaken was sitting down in the west, that's the Kodesh part. How could that be? V'amar mar, ein yeshiva ba'azara, elo malchus beis David b'lvad. Nobody's allowed to sit in the Azara except for malchus beis David. Rashi says it's based on a pasuk that when David came, he sat down. Nobody's allowed to sit down. Right? Nobody. Not even the Sanhedrin. How could it be? It can't be. So Tosfos says, in the Tosfos, ein yeshiva ba'azara, it's not so true that nobody was allowed to sit down. There were people that were allowed to sit down. Who's that? When the Kahanim ate Karbanos, they were allowed to sit down. So Tosfos says. Tosfos says that first of all, we had in yesterday's parsha, it says that when the Kahanim would eat the kochim, it was lamoshcha, which means for greatness. Meaning, out of a sense of kavod, and doing it in a very fine way. It's very not fine to eat standing up. So when it came time for eating the kochim, they were allowed to sit. So that wasn't a valid, Tosfos says, a valid exception. However, otherwise, no exceptions. You can't sit in the Azara, it's a lack of respect. Right? Eating the kachim is gufa, continuing the respect that was mutter. But otherwise, he couldn't sit. So how could he say he was sitting? How could this person be sitting? This dayan who was from the Sanhedrin, who was in charge of the lottery. How could he be sitting? He's not allowed to. And if you want to tell me the whole thing was in the chol, so pious b'mizrach, the pious was in the east. We have to have that has been a whole tumult we had yesterday. Everybody knew about it. It was a little exciting event. Oh, there's a pious taking place. You don't have that if it's all the way in the farthest part away in Lishkas HaGazit. You don't have that. So Tosfos asked, part of Tosfos. So why didn't they have the pious take place in the Azara? In much bigger view of everybody. Why did they run off to the Lishkas HaGazis? So he gives two unbelievable answers. First, Tosfos says, because they took his hat off. Standing uncovered in the Azara. That's such a busha. Which seems to imply that he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. They took it off. And that's the reason they had to go to a private room so nobody should see this. And the second answer Tosfos gives is because they stood in a circle. So if they stood in a circle, somebody's back was to the heichal. and the Tosis ends off. Bazaro Hayachomer El Hechel Hashem. Can't have that. Can't have somebody's back to the Hechel Hashem. Which brings up the whole discussion of having seats. Right? There's a halacha like that. You really should not have seats that face the back of the Aron. If you can avoid it. Maybe it's a terim, if you have no room, if it's packed, if it's crowded. But as a general rule, you shouldn't have seats. When the Rav gives a drasha, or when people turn around for different parts of davening, that's not such a... But to have a seat like that, a makom kavua like that... So, but we said that when they would bow down, they would go to the front.
Well,
who said they were standing? We don't know what direction they were standing. Right. So it's not a problem, huh? They're back onto it, which is very interesting. That's why they would go to a private room, because someone's back, even for 5 minutes, shouldn't be to the Heichal. That's what Tosfos says. Anyway, so therefore, it had to be, Ela Shmamina, Chetzi Bakodesh, Chetzi Bakol. It had to be half and half. Otherwise, how could one person be sitting in the west and the pious taking place in the east, and everything's kosher? It must be. Half was Kodesh and half wasn't. That's the only way to explain it. And, Shmamina, the East Al Kedaitach, Pesach, Echad Yeshla. And if you're going to tell me there was only one door, that's a problem, because you have Mishnayot that say that when there's one door, wherever the door opens in, that defines the room in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Yeshla Pesach LaKodesh, if the door opens at the Kodesh, so Zaken Yoshi B'Ma'arava, Zaken was able to sit, for Atnan, Halishkas HaBenuyos B'Chol, if the building is built, if the room is built in Chol, it's not in the Kodesh part, however, Upsuchos LaKodesh, but the door, the entranceway is in the Kodesh, then you know what? Tochen Kodesh. The room follows the door. So if the door was in the, going into the Kodesh, the whole room would be Kodesh. He wouldn't be able to sit. And if you tell me it opens into the Chol, so Pius b'Mizracha, then the Pius could take place in the east? That can't be. For Atnan, b'nuyas b'Kodesh, if it's built in Kodesh. But, u'psuchos l'Chol, but the doorway's in Chol. However you have such a Metzias. Tochen Chol, the inside is Chol. Why? Because you follow the door. Elalash, I mean, it must be shnei pesuchos habalei. There were two doors. Achas pesuch b'kodesh, achas pesuch l'chol. That has to be there were two doors. So therefore, each one, so it's half and half. So exactly half and half. So therefore, the kodesh part was where they did the pious, and the chol part was where the Sanhedrin sat. It's a kasha on the Sanhedrin all the time. So I don't think the Sanhedrin paskin standing up. I don't think they were even allowed to stand up. There's rules that they don't have to be sitting, so that it must be they were in the call part. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Before we do this, by the way, the Magen Avraham says also based on today's daf, this daf that if you're it's mutter to do a lottery on Shabbos for a mitzvah. For example, who gets Elias, who has the right in the old days only one person would say Kaddish. So who gets those rights? It's mutter to have a pious. You see, from this good, it was on Yom Kippur they were doing these things on Shabbos every day of the week. You see, there's no reason why not. He says it in Hilchas Shabbos. There's no reason why it can't be there's no aveira. Why can't you do a lottery, right? Cheshbonos. So the Magen Avraham said it's mutter for a mitzvah to do lotteries. What? No, he's not talking about selling. He's talking about a lottery.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
That's he's just pointing out. It's not a problem. That's not a problem. Selling, we hold his mutter also. Even though it's a sale, because it's for a mitzvah. That's why you can have an appeal on Shabbos, you can sell Elias on Shabbos and Yontif. Right. So, says the Mishnah, HaPayis HaSheni, the second, now up to the second pious. Second pious was, Mi Shochet, who's doing the Shechita, assuming it wasn't being done by a Zar. Mi Zarak, who is doing the Zrika. And we left out two Avodos. We left out the Kabbalah and the Halacha. Throwing the Talmud down. We're going to have it on number base. The Gemara is going to ask you about why we left out these two. So, Mi Shochet, who's doing the Shechita? Mi Zorak, who's doing the Zrika? Mi Medashein Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going in to the inner Mizbeach to clean it out? Mi Medashein Et HaMenorah, who's cleaning out the menorah? Mi Male Evorim LeKevesh, who's bringing up the limbs halfway up the ramp? They used to bring one group would bring them halfway up the ramp, and then others would bring them full all the way up the ramp. And the Gemara over there in Talmud explains that they did. Why did they do that? Why don't one set bring them all the way up? The answer is because this was being done right around dawn, and they would go daven. They would start to go daven. So time for Shema, they would stop. That's why they brought it halfway up. They would go daven, and then they'd come back and finish. This is the order of the limbs that they used to bring up. Harosh v'haregel, the rosh, the head, and the right rear leg. The Gemara will explain why. Shtei hayadayim, the two hind legs. Ha'ukitz, the tail. V'haregel, the other leg we didn't have, the other hind leg. I'm sorry, shtei hayadayim is the front legs. V'okitz is the tail. V'haregel is the left back leg. V'achaza, the breast portion. V'agebra, the throat. Shtei hadafanos, the two flanks. V'hakirbayim, and all the innards. V'hasoles, the v'hachavitin, the fine flour that was brought with the carbon talmud, the chavitin that was brought, that's the Kohen Gadol's carbon. But you see from here that a regular carbon could bring it. Just had to be paid for by the Kohen Gadol. The Hoyu Shlosh Hesrei Kahanim Zachava. We have 13 Kahanim over here. Every morning, 13 Kahanim would be involved in the carbon talmud. Omar ben Azai Lefnei Rabbi Akiva Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. No, Derech Hilucha Hoyu Karev. They didn't bring it in this order of the limbs that you just mentioned. They brought it in the order of the way an animal walks. The way it walks, that's how they used to bring it up. Starting from the front, going to the back. That's what Ben Azai says. And the Gemara, we're going to have like four opinions about the order of the limbs. So, first the Gemara says, Yiboy Elohu, Kishahein Mephaisin, when they did this lottery, La Voda Achas Mephaisin, did they do the lottery for one Avoda? And then Rashi explained, and everybody to the right of him, the next 12 people, would do the other 12 Avodas, automatically. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. L'chol avoda v'avoda hein mefaisin. Each avoda, they did another lottery. Okay, you're the shochet. Okay, next. Everyone line up again. Okay, you're the one who's going to do the zrika. Okay, line up again. Is that how they did it? Or no? One guy won. Okay, the next 12, you're in. Which one was it? That's what the Gemara wants to know. No. We said there were 13 kahanim now. So did we do 13 lotteries? Or we did one? Whoever won, he's number one. And then the next 12 that are next to him, that are standing in this circle, they were the next 12. Or, no, we did it 13 times. That's what the Gemara wants to know. So the Gemara says, Toshma, bring you Uriah. Because it says, I bought pies with Hayisham. There were four, only four pies the whole day. And if you're going to tell me they did it each time, Tuva habit, a lot more than four. Just for the carbon tama, there were 13. So the Gemara says, no, Amar of Nachar Beitzel, that's not a raya. This is what it means. Arba'a pa'amim nichnasin lapayis. No, they met four times to have lotteries. However, uvachal chada v'chada hayim atuva paisos. And every time they met, there was certainly a lot more than one. So we don't have an answer yet. We don't have an answer. Toshma, try to bring another raya. Rabbi Huda says, lo hayim payis lamachta. Ella, when the person who brought the Ketoreth, that's tomorrow's Mishnah, the person who brought the Ketoreth, they did one lottery, but there were two functions. Because one had to hold the shovel to go into the Heichal to burn the Ketoreth. However, Rashi points out, they used to take some ash and coals from the outer Mizbeach and bring them to the inner Mizbeach. And that was the igniting part of this process. So for that, you needed another person. So the Mishnah, so Rabbi Huda says, "Lo ha'yipayis l'machta." There wasn't another pious for that. Ella Kohen shezocha b'ktores, the Kohen that won that lottery. Omer lezeh she'imo, he would say to his friend, "Zocha imi, come with me b'machta with the shovel." Meaning, I won. Now come with me and do the other half with me. So you see from here that they didn't do a pious for each job. They did one for the avoda. And then he would tell his friends to come with me. So isn't it a riot that they would only do one? They would do one pious, and then they would just take more people. So the Gemara says, not necessarily a riot. Shiny machdu ketores, that's different. You know why? De'chad avodahi. That's one avoda. It's one avoda. It's called ketores. Fine, it's broken down into two functions, but lamaise is one avoda. That's not a riot that when it came to the carbon tumen, which is all these different types of avoda, that we wouldn't do more than one pious. That's not a riot. So the Gemara says, Ikadiyami, there's another version of this, that no, Dafka machta v'ketores, the chada avodahi. No, Dafka here, the ketores was one avoda. Aval shar avodos, but other avodos, boy pious. There would be a pious for each one. It would be. So the Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily true. Machto istrichalei. The reason why, it could be that you only had to do one pious. So why did they mention Ketores? Because we had this already. Ketores was special. Ketores was special, and I would think, since it was so special, that maybe they would even break up one avoda. So Sol Kedai Techamina, I would think, Cholo Velo Shchicha. First of all, it wasn't Shchiach. Rashi says, you know what it means, it wasn't Shchiach? It was only once a day. As opposed to Kabbalah, so it could be all day long. Only once a day. And Umis Asra, it made you rich. And we're going to have it tomorrow again. It made you rich during the Ketores. Therefore, Naskin Le Pais Rifnei Asma. So everybody wants to be rich. What? Twice a day. It's like once in the morning, once at night. Right, but I'm saying it wasn't done all day. So since it made you rich, everybody's interested in that. Right? So therefore, Naskin Le Pais Rifnei Asma. They will do a pious by themselves. Right? Kamash Malan. Therefore, that's why he had to tell you specifically by the machta, by the ketores. By the way, they didn't break it up. They never broke it up. They never did it. They always did one pious, and then the next kahana would be included. They never broke it up. So why he singled out ketores? Because ketores were so special, I would have thought otherwise. As a matter of fact, the Chassam Sofer says something amazing. He says in Parshas Balosha, he says, we all know this famous Rashi, that Aaron did the ma'isa of lighting the menorah, and he didn't deviate. Right, Rashi says, and so Rashi says, he didn't deviate, the famous Rashi, right, that all they, whenever someone comes to Bar Mitzvah, you see, for 40 years, he did this job, and he never deviated. So what's the question? Hashem tells you to do something, you're going to deviate. Everyone asks that question. So the Chassam Sofer says, unbelievable answer. He proves, although it's questionable, that the lighting of the menorah was at the exact same moment of the lighting of the ketores, of the burning of the ketores. The same exact moment. Which means one person could never do both. Which is not a problem, get different kahana. So for 40 years, Aaron never went ahead and did the ketores. It's a segula to be rich. For one time, he could have said, you know what, someone else do that and I'll do the ketores. He never deviated. For 40, you know, Hashem said, I have a chance to become wealthy, but Hashem said. That's the godless, that he never deviated for 40 years. What? The Kira might be a whole different ballgame. It might be a different time, it might be different, right. Just as the Chassam Sofer says. It's unbelievable. Okay, Toshma. The Tani Rabchia says, so now he's going to have a favorite surprise, and that settles the issue. Law l'chal avodah v'avodah v'paisin. They didn't do a pious to each and every one. Who's shechting, who's doing tzmikah. No, they didn't do that. Ela what? Koin echad, koin shezocha b'tamid, the koin that was zocha with the tamid, shneim osar echav ha-kahanam nimshachim imo, the next 12 kahanam that faced his right, because you always go to the right when it comes to Kedusha, the next 12 that were on his right, they were the ones that were Zohar along with him to finish up the process, Shmamina, so that's a Raya. So they didn't do 13 different piouses. They did one. And the next 12 got it.
Presumably there were more than just 13.
Yes.
So how did they choose only 13? In other words,
all you needed was 13.
Right, but how did they choose those 13?
It was him, and then the next ones that were next to him.
And the rest of the kahanim.
And then they were out. It was him, the winner, right, and the 12 that were next to him on the right. The 12 to the right of him. I'll say there were 40 other Kahanim, so they didn't do anything. They weren't Zohar. So first of all, we have two more piouses, and they have tomorrow.
So essentially, the first one determines
right.
The next
right.
The next 12.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the first one won, the next 12 won.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
So if you want a pious, you let it go into the next pious.
Oh, so tomorrow we're going to see that for Ketores, certainly not. Ketores, once he got Ketores, you couldn't go in. Because it was a segula for riches, they wanted everyone to get a chance.
And there's no way you can have Tehillah for who was older.
Right.
Smarter.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Well, listen, they used to be that everyone could just run, right? They started killing each other.
No, but the people who would kill each other would at least know the Avodas, otherwise they wouldn't know them.
Right. So we said earlier.
I guess it's assumed that all the people would know.
Right.
So we said.
Right. So we said in the morning that these people used to push, even if they won the lottery, the loser would still push them aside and do it. Okay, next. Tapayas Hasheni. So the second pious was, we said before, who did the Shechita? So they went, Hibayelahu. Mi Makabel. Who was the one who received the dam? The second job, first it was a Shechita, then it's Kabbalah, then it's Halacha, and then it's Zrika. So who did the Kabbalah? Doesn't say. So the Gemara says, Shochet Makabel? Was it the Shochet? The E Amrit Zorek Makabel? If you're going to tell me it's the one who's doing the Zrika, then agav chavivusei, he's so excited to do the zrika, lo makabel lekulei dam. He's not going to do the job right. He's not going to accept all the dam. Rashi points out, you have to all the dam that comes out right when the shechita takes place is considered dam lekabala. You have to wait there and receive all that dam. The guy is going to be in such a rush and so excited, he'll take another, he'll run, and the dam's spilling on the floor. That's a problem. Therefore, we have the shochet be the kabbalah because he's calm. He's not going anywhere. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Zorik mekabel. The one who's doing the zrika should be mekabel. Why? Diamar the shochet mekabel. Because if you're going to tell me it's the one who's doing the shechita, zimnin sometimes the shochet zar. It could even be Yisrael. Yisrael can't do the kabbalah, but he can do the shechita, even of a carbon zebra. So therefore, it must be it's the one who's doing the zrika. The Gemara doesn't even mention the halacha. Rashi points out it's certainly done by the guy who's doing the zrika. That's certain. So what about the kabbalah? Yes. Toshma. So here we go. Ben Katan, Rashi says he was a Kohen Gadol. Listen to this. Us the Yud Beis Dad Lekir. The Kir that Moshe Rabbeinu made only had two faucets. He made 12 faucets. He added extra faucets. Why? Kadeshi Yehe Yud Beis Achin HaKahanam HaOskin B'Tamid Makdishin Yedein Berglein B'Achas. So the 12 people that are involved would be able to wash their hands and feet at the same time. So he went over to the Kiyar, Clay Kodesh, and he changed it. He made 12 faucets. Then the Yitzhak Adayitach Shochet Makabel, and there was one left out for the Shochet. Right? We said there were 13 people, only 12. Because even if the Shechita was being done by a Kohen, he still wouldn't have to go to the Kiyar. Why? Because since it could be done by Yisrael, it didn't have the same level of Kedusha. Didn't require hands washing beforehand. So there were only 12. However, if the Shochet's also during the Kabbalah is a Mice of Kedusha.
He's included in
the 12
already.
No, he's not. He's not included in the 12. But if the Shochet is, then we have 13. Then he should have made 13 faucets. Since he didn't make 13 faucets, but V'yitzal Kedayit of Shochet Makabel, then the Shochet's also doing something of Kedusha. Plays it Havi. Should have made 13. Ella, rather, Lav Shmamina, Zorik Makabel, Shmamina. You see from here that the one who was doing the Zrika was also the one who would do the Kabbalah. So it's very interesting. Was the Kiyar, this is a question that's raised, the Gevurah Yitzchak raises this question. Was the Kiyar holy? I can't imagine it would have, if the guy says, you know what, I'm going to change the Shulchan today. I'm going to add some things. I'm going to change what the menorah looks like. Would that have passed muster? Would that have been acceptable? No, I'm going to change the Kiyar. Nobody says a word. What? So I just go change things. So the Rambam doesn't list it, by the way. And it has what the clay kodesh are. The Rambam doesn't list it. And he points to something very interesting. In all the parashas in the Bamidbar, it never says who carried the Kiyar. Shulchan, all that's listed. The Kiyar is not mentioned. Which leads people to think it didn't have Kedusha the way the other Kalim did. So he wants to make a change and make it more convenient. It's not a problem. It's not mentioned. It's mentioned that they made it. It's not mentioned again.
Even so, it wasn't part of any avoda.
It was a hechsher avoda. It was a hechsher avoda.
So what else is there? It's kaddish to the hechsher avoda.
I don't know.
It served a different function.
And right. So maybe it didn't have the same kedusha.
Does the Torah specify how many forces?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. But obviously, the guy did a change. So Afanu Namitin. You know, we also have the Brisa, the Shochet, Makabel HaMakabel. Right, the Shochet was one person. The guy who did the Kabbalah was a separate person. Ubala Lizrok, and then he did the Zrika as well. Shmamina, it's a riot that the one who did the Zrika was the same person who did the Kabbalah. Fine. Now, Amar Ben Azai Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. From here to the Mishnah, the Gemara is just going to tell you how the limbs were described. How they were brought. What was the order? Tanar Bonan. Keta Derech Hilucho. What's the order of Derech Hilucho? Of walking. So, Harosh v'Haregel. The Rosh and the Regel, the right hind leg, always went first. Even though it's obviously not Derech Hilucho, because it's a hind leg, the Gemara is going to say that always went first. The hind leg with the head always went first. So once you get that out of the way, what's Derech Hilucho? Hachaza, the breath, the chest area, Vagara, the neck, Shtei Yadayim, the two front legs, Shtei Defanos, the two flanks, Ha'okitz, the tail of Haregel, and the back hind leg. The left hind leg. Rabbi Yossi Omer? No. They would bring it up on the ramp the way they skinned it. and it was skinned upside down, right? It was hung from the tail. So, therefore, Kefir, how do you have it? Derechev Sheto, Harosh V'Haregel, the head always was first. Then, Ha'okitz, the tail, V'Haregel, the back leg, Shtei Defanos, the flanks, Sheidayim, the two front legs, Hachaze, the breast, the Hagara, the throat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, Derech Nituchah Ha'yakarov, they would bring it up the way they cut it up. Kefir, how's that? Kefir, Derech Nituchah, Harosh V'Haregel, the Rosh and the Regel that always was first, V'Shtei Yedayim, the two front legs, Hachaze V'Hagara, the breast and the throat, Shtei Defanos, the two flanks, V'Okitz, the tail, V'Haregel, and the back left leg. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, no, Derech Iluyo Ha'yakarov, they would bring it up in order of what's the best. That was the order. It's the case of Derech Iluyo, what's that order? So first, Harosh V'Haregel, that was always first, Hachaze the breast, V'Hagara the throat, V'Shtei Defanos, the two flanks, Ha'okitz, the tail, V'Haregel, the back leg, V'shtei Yedayim, and the two front legs. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Well, Ksif, it says in Yecheskel, Kol Nazach Tov Yerech V'Kasef, the good things in an animal are the thigh and the shoulder, and we put the shoulder first. So the Gemara says, Ha'hu B'Chachusha, that passage is talking about a lean animal. If you have a lean animal, yeah, then the thigh comes before the shoulders. But they never did that in the Mizbech. They never brought lean animals. They brought nice, fatty ones. So then, the shoulders would precede the Yerech. Omar Rava, Bein Patana Didan, between the author of our Mishnah, Ubein Reb Yossi, or Reb Yossi, Basar Iluya de Bisra Azlinan. They both say you go by the value, what the best meat is. However, what's the difference? Mar Azal Basra Ibra de Bisra, our Tana goes by the quantity of meat, and Umar Azal Basra Shmeina de Bisra, and the Reb Yossi goes by the fattest of the meat. Whether you're going by amount of meat or the fatty meat. Therefore, there's a slight difference. My time, now, the Gemara says, my time, Masalka, Regel, Bahade, Reisha. Why does the Regel go up together with the head? The Gemara doesn't ask why it's the right leg, because we assume we always favor the right. But why is the leg brought up with the head? The Gemara is going to say, there's a pasuk why the head comes first. What's the leg coming first for? So the Gemara says, Mishum de Reisha, de Nefishi, Beat Samos. The head has a lot of bones, very little meat on it, so it's a little bit of a bizayon to offer something with no meat first. Therefore, they sent along the hind leg, which was was very meaty. So therefore, krav regel bahadei, they sent along the leg as well. The kuli alma, everybody holds mias rosh karv reisha. The head comes first. Manal, and it's a pasuk because it said the tanya menayin larosh upadar, the head and the fat that accompanied the head. Shekod kodin lecholevar. How do you know that went first? Talmud Lamar, es roshov, es pidro, v'arech. Now, so the head always went first, and they used to accompany the head with the right back leg. V'idach, padr achrina, but there's another mention of the word padr in that pasuk, which refers to some other kind of fat. What's that? So the Gemara says, l'may osa, why is that mentioned? What's this other fat in that pasuk over there in Vayikra? What's the other fats referring to? Look at the Tanya, Ketan Hayosa. How exactly would they bring up the head? So notin as a pader abeis hashchita. They would take this other fat and place it on the incision of the neck. Why? Umalehu, and they would bring it up. Vizehu derech kvod shalmaila. That was the most kavod for Hashem. Why? So Rashi says because that was such a bloody area. That's where the shechita was done. So they would cover it over with fat to hide the shechita, so it shouldn't look so bloody when it was being brought up. Exactly how? What's the correlation between what's considered covered for humans and covered for Hashem is a tough question. We wouldn't necessarily think this whole thing is odd. The whole being mocked with everything, we would never serve this at a table. But this is part of the procedure to bring it up to Hashem to at least make it as discreet as possible in terms of the blood. And therefore, they would cover the incision area with fats. And tomorrow we get on to more issues of the continuing with the piouses. Tomorrow is the Ketoreth, and the Semagadah tomorrow as well.